know, I think I recall that. I think I ran across that back, was it last year or something when I was starting out, and I got some of the Bofangs and was, but I tell you what, the analog is one thing, trying to program this, I got it now, but the DMR, the DM32 Bofang, I've got one of the guys, he's I loaned it out to him, and he's trying it out now, too. The radio works good, I would say, for what it is, but the code plug, or the CPS that Bofang has for the digital side, oh my goodness, that was really hard to master, because as we know, DMR is hard to begin with when you're starting, but they had, you know, words translated wrong, and it was just all that much more difficult, so that was like a, you know, can rate things by certain trips, how many trips to the hardware store we do, well, this was how many YouTube videos I had to watch before I could finally get it, but I did, so, hey, and I got to thank you, it looks like, yep, you put your form in. I just see it. It popped up here on my screen, so I appreciate that as well. NAWRO, back over to you.
Oh, yeah, very good, Tim. Yeah, I was going to mention that, too, since you came back, but it sounds like you found it. Great. So, yeah, I put my DMR ID in there, too. I think some people were asking about that one time. I do have a DMR whatever number